live peace and complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah. 愿平安与喜乐与大家同在。
I praise and thank God that I can come here once again to study the Word of God with all of you.
那感谢神让我有机会再一次来这里跟大家一起查考神的话。
And today we're supposed to preach evangelism to our friends.
那今天本来是布道会。
But instead for mutual encouragement, I would like to share with you a central basic doctrine.
那可是我现在要以此勉励，我要跟大家分享一些我们中心的道教义。
Actually, during the 2 weeks at NYTS, I realized that the younger generation really they do not truly believe in the doctrine that we have in our church.
在前两个礼拜的青年灵修会里面，我发现我们教会很多的年轻一代，他们并不相信我们的教义。
So because of this, their faith cannot be strong.
因为这样子他们的信心也没办法坚强起来。
So because of this, when other people come from outside, speak to them about the Bible, and then some of them even lose their faith.
所以当有外面的人来进来跟他们讨论圣经的时候，有些人甚至因此失去了信仰。
So that's why it's very important. Every single one of us, we need to know who we believe or what we believe in.
所以对我们每一个人来讲，了解自己所信的是什么是非常重要的。
If God have given us keys to the heavenly kingdom, and then we need to open this door for ourselves and also for those who are around us.
如果神给了我们天国的钥匙，我们必须用这些钥匙开天国的门，为了自己，也为了身边的人。
But even though God gave us these keys, but it doesn't mean that every single one of us can use this key.
虽然神给了我们这些钥匙，可是并不是每一个人都可以使用这钥匙。
Why sometimes the keys also can be lost?
因为有的时候钥匙我们会弄丢了。
So the key is lost, we cannot open the door ourselves to enter the heavenly kingdom.
如果我们把钥匙弄丢了，我们就没办法自己开门进天国。
And how can we say we can go out there to open for other people who's around us?
那我们这样子怎么能帮别人开门呢？
That's why I really encourage every single one of us to study what we believe.
所以我非常鼓励大家，每一个人我们都要查考我们所信的道理。
And how we need to continue to stand firm in our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在主里面要站得稳。
Why? Because on the end days will be very difficult.
因为在末世的时候是非常环境会非常
难。Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 24.
请大家翻开马太福音第二十四。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Excuse me. Matthew chapter 24, we start from verse 3.
马太福音二十四章第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciple came to him privately saying, Tell us when this thing be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age. Verse 4.
第四节。
And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceive you.So we can see in these two verses, the disciple asked Jesus, "What is the sign of your coming?"
那在这两节圣经，我们可以看到门徒问耶稣，你来临的末世有什么预兆
？And the first thing that Jesus said to them, "Do not be deceived."
那第一件耶稣回答的事就是要小心，不能被迷惑。
Actually, on the end days, many of us will be deceived.
因为在末世的时候，很多我们自己的人都也会被迷惑着。
So that's why every single one of us sitting here, we should continue to study the Bible.
所以我们在座的每一位，我们都要努力的查考圣经。
Because on end days, many false prophets will come to speak in the name of Jesus.
因为在末世的时候，会有很多假先知用神的名传道。
Even though they proclaim they speak in the name of Jesus, but inwardly they are just like wolves.
虽然他们表面上说是他们传神的道理，可是内心里他们像豺狼一样。
Let's also turn the book of Revelation.
请翻开启示录。
So that's why it's so important for us as a true believer of God. We need to continue to study the Bible.
所以就对我们信真道的信徒来讲，这是非常重要。我们要努力的查考神道。
Let's turn the book of Revelation, chapter 12.
请翻开启示录的十二章。
Chapter 12, verse 9.
启示录十二章第九节。
Chapter 12, verse 9.
启示录十二章第九节。
So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angel were cast out with him.
启示录十二章第九节，大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
So why did the Lord Jesus Christ say to the disciple, right, "Do not be deceived"?
所以为什么耶稣要跟门徒说不要被迷惑呢？
And Revelation chapter 12 verse 9 here say, The great dragon, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world.
因为在启示录十二章九节这里说，大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑苦天下的。
Actually, Satan's main job is to deceive the people in this world.
魔鬼的工作就是要迷惑这世上的人。
Just like in the beginning, he deceived Adam and Eve.
就像他在一开始，他骗了亚当跟夏娃。
Because during that time, God told Adam and Eve very clearly, "Do not eat from the tree of good and evil."
因为一开始神跟亚当夏娃有清楚的交代，不要吃善恶果。
Because the day that you eat of it, you will surely die.
因为你吃的那日必死。
But Satan always said to change one word.You shall not die. Right? You shall not die. You surely not die.
那魔鬼他只改了一点点的意思，就把一定会死改成不一定会死。
Because of this, they were deceived.
因为这样子，他们就被迷惑了。
Because they were deceived, then sin have entered the whole world.
因为亚当夏娃被魔鬼迷惑，所以罪进入了世界。
So for us, we also need to be careful that we cannot be deceived by Satan.
所以我们自己也要谨慎，不能被魔鬼迷惑。
Because when I talk to the younger generation, for some reason they have been deceived.
因为我跟年轻的一代讲话的时候，我觉得他们好像被迷惑。
For example, when it comes to baptism.
因为比如说讲到洗礼的时候。
Some of them do not believe baptism is to remove a sin away.
那有些年轻人他们不相信洗礼是赦罪的。
And they feel maybe other Christian also can be saved.
他们觉得每一个基督徒在世界上都可以。
Maybe they think foot washing has nothing to do with salvation.
他们也觉得洗脚也跟得救没有关系。
Maybe everybody out there also received the promise of Holy Spirit.
那每一个只要是基督徒的人也都可以得到应许的圣灵。
Actually, all of these things is Satan want to deceive us.
那其实这些所有的事都是魔鬼要迷惑。
But right now, actually, we live under grace.
我们现在是活在神的恩典。
Satan is not fully released yet.
魔鬼并没有他的能力没有被
完全释放。But when he's fully released, truly many of us will be deceived.
当魔鬼的能力被完全释放的时候，我们很多人都会被迷惑。
That's why we need to know the Bible really well.
所以我们要非常了解我们所查考的。
Because someday maybe Rudy also speak not the things of God.
所以因为有一天有可能传道在台上也不一定讲什么。
Maybe someday Rudy also will not make it to the end.
所以说不定有一天。我本身也不能进天国。
But make sure for yourself you make it to the end.
可是我们要努力让自己可以确保到神。
And that is not to be deceived by Satan.
那就是不能被魔鬼所骗。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 20 also.
我们请翻开启示录第二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
我们去翻开启示录二十章。
I just want to stress to you how important it is for us not to be deceived.
我只是要跟大家强调，不要被魔鬼所骗是非常重要的。
Chapter 20, verse 1.
启示录二十章第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. Verse 2.
第二节。
He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Verse 3.
第三节。
And he cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nation no more, till 1,000 years were finished.But after these things, he must be released for a little while. So we can see these three verses, they talk about again, the serpent of old, the devil and Satan himself.
那我们可以看到这三节又提到了古蛇，名叫魔鬼，叫撒旦。
And then during this time, right, the angel who had the key to the bottomless pit has cast him and shut him up and set a seal on him.
那我们可以看到这里有天使拿着无底坑的钥匙和链子把魔鬼捆绑一千年就封住。
But actually, when the angel chained him for this 1,000 years, is the second line and the third verse, right? So that he should not deceive the nation no more.
那这里我们可以看到第三节的后半段使他不再迷惑列国。
So that's why nowadays there's many Christians out there.
所以现在有在外面有很多基督徒。
And even we believe in True Jesus Church, many of us is very difficult for us to fall away.
那虽然我们是在真耶稣教会信徒，可有的时候我们守道也很难。
Why? Because we live under God's grace right now.
我们并不容易迷失，是因为我们活在。
And Satan is in change for these 1,000 years, so he cannot deceive people.
那魔鬼现在被捆绑了，所以他不容。
But if we continue to read verse 7,
可是当我们读到第七节的时候
chapter 20 verse 7,
启示录二十章第七节
Now when 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison, verse 8.
第八节
And will go out to deceive the nation which are in the four corners of the earth. So you can see, after these thousand years have expired, Satan, he will go out to deceive the whole nation.
我们可以看到当这一千年结束了以后撒旦必出来然后迷惑天下的国
But then we continue to read on verse 10
我们继续看第十节
The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and to the brimstone where the beast and the false prophets are.
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里就是兽和假先知所在的地方
Actually, that's why our Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples not to be deceived.
这就是为什么耶稣基督叫他的门徒不要被迷惑
Because deception is from an evil one.
因为这些所有的迷惑跟谎言
Deception is from Satan himself
都是从撒旦本身来的
So that's why we need to be careful
我们自己要小心
We need to be careful that we cannot be deceived by Satan
我们要小心不能被魔鬼迷惑
That's why it's really important to understand our basic doctrine that we have in True Jesus Church
所以我们了解我们真耶稣教会的教义是非常重要的
Even though sometimes it's hard to understand
虽然有的时候好像并不容易。
Sometimes we cannot imagine how can Mother Teresa cannot be saved.
我们不能了解说为什么一些圣徒不能。
She spent her whole life helping people.
那个Teresa修女，她花了一生帮助别人。
But according to the Bible, she is not saved.
可是照着圣经的道理，她没办法。
Why? Because if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must be born of water and spirit.
为什么呢？因为如果你要进神的国，你要受水跟灵的洗。
That's why many people out there they do not have the keys to enter the kingdom of heaven.
许多人在外面，他们都没有天国的钥匙。
But God has been given to every single one of us sitting here.
可是我们在座的每一位，却神有给我们每一个人的钥匙。
So because of this, we need to go out and preach the everlasting gospel.
所以因为这样子，所以我们更加要出去传扬这个永远的福音。
Actually, before Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
其实在耶稣基督升天之前
He told his disciples two things
他告诉他的门徒两件事
That is to wait in Jerusalem to receive the Holy Spirit so he can have power to go out and preach the gospel
就是要在耶路撒冷等待圣灵让他们有能力出去传道
And then he told them to go out and preach the gospel throughout the whole world
有一件事就是要他们出去向四方传扬
So this commission is also given to every single one of us Because every single one of us who are baptized, we have the keys to enter the kingdom of heaven. And we also need to share these keys to the people who do not have it. Let's
turn
to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23.
马太福音第七章二十一到二十三节
21 to 23
二十一到二十三节
Not everyone who says to me Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven But he who does the will of my Father in heaven Verse 22
第二十二节
Many will say to me in that day Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name Cast out demons in your name And done many wonders in your name Verse 23
二十三节
And then I will declare to them I never knew you Depart from me You who practice lawlessnessSo we see that during this time, many people also call Jesus Lord, Lord.
在这里记载了有许多人称呼神为主啊，主啊。
But even though they call Jesus Lord, Lord, Jesus say, I never knew you.
虽然他们称呼神为主，可是神却对他们说，我不认识你们。
So this mean actually is quite surprising to us.
啊，这里是。对我们来讲是非常惊讶的。
Maybe many of us been worshiping God for many years.
很多人我们都信主了很久。
Maybe there's so many Christians out there that also call Jesus as their Lord.
然后很多在基督徒在外面，他们也是称耶稣基督为主。
But actually, calling Jesus Lord does not guarantee we'll enter the kingdom of heaven.
可是只是称基督耶稣为主的话，并不代表我们。
Only those do the will of the Father.
要听从神旨意的人，天父旨意的人才能进。
Even on that day, many people say, "Have we not prophesied in your name?"
到了那一天，会有许多人说，我们不是奉你的名传道。
Have we not cast out demons in your name?
奉你的名赶鬼。
Have we not many perform many wonders in your name?
奉你的名行了许多异能呢。
But Jesus declared to them, "I never knew you."
可是耶稣却对他们说，我从来不认识你们。
Actually, to reach the heavenly kingdom is not easy.
其实要进天国并不容易。
There's 6 billion people in the world.
在这世界上有六亿人。
And almost every single one of them, they seek to enter the kingdom of heaven.
每一个人都想进天国。
But many of them do not have the key to enter through it.
可是许多人都没有 天国的钥匙。
For example, just like the terrorists.
就像那些恐怖分子。
Actually, why do they have the courage to blow themselves up in a crowded place?
他们为什么有勇气去做自杀炸弹呢？
Why? Because they also believe that they also have the keys to the heavenly kingdom.
因为他们心里相信他们有进天国的钥匙。
They believe they kill many people.Right? And then, when they die, there's 70 virgins waiting for them up in heaven. Because they believe, right, if they die for their God, and then this is the key to enter the kingdom of heaven. Just like every practice Buddhism.
那也像很多佛教徒。
Actually, a person who practices Buddhism, they become a very good person.
很多佛教徒他们心里都是很好的人。
Why? Because Buddhism teach even not to kill any kind of living things.
因为佛教他们传扬不杀生。
So many of them, they wait to be able to reach the enlightenment.
那许多佛教徒他们都一直在寻求他们的领悟。
By trying to be as good a person as they can.
他们要尽量做他们可以做到的好人。
But we know according to the Bible, Jesus is the only way.
可是我们知道，照着圣经的讲法，耶稣基督是唯一的道路。
So without Jesus, no one can enter the kingdom of heaven.
没有耶稣基督的话，没有一个人可以。
So actually, life is very pitiful for those people who do not have our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在那些没有耶稣基督的人，他们是生命是有点可悲。
But for us, we are very blessed.
可是我们是非常受祝福的。
Even though we have these keys to the heavenly kingdom, we cannot just sit in church and do nothing about it.
可是我们虽然有这些天国的钥匙，可是我们不能只坐在教会而并不做别的事。
Like maybe some of us, we already received this key, we feel we will enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们有的时候可能觉得我们已经有钥匙了，我们可以进天国了。
But I see we have to work really hard.
实际上我们是要非常努力的。
Maybe some of us every day we also call our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, Lord.
我们有的时候可能也是每天称呼神为主啊主。
We also speak in His name.
我们也奉他的名传。
Maybe also cast out demon in His name.
我们甚至奉他的名赶鬼。
Maybe we perform miracles in His name.
我们奉他的名行神迹奇事。
But make sure we continue to do the will of God.
可是我们最重要的是要遵守父的旨意。
Actually, the will of God is to try our best to go out and preach the everlasting gospel.
神的旨意实际上也是就是要出去传扬福音。
Actually, withoutdoing that, and then it's very difficult for us to make our election sure, to make our salvation sure.
那如果不这样做的话，我们是没办法确定自己得救的。
So we know there's also many Christians out there. They also think they have the key to the heavenly kingdom.
许多基督徒也认为自己有天国的钥匙。
Because they also read the Bible, the same thing as we reading.
他们也是跟我们读一样的圣经。
But we have to understand that God gave us the key to the heavenly kingdom.
可是我们要了解神把钥匙交给了我。
And this keys is through our basic doctrine.
那这个钥匙就是我们基本的教义。
For example, baptism is the key to the heavenly kingdom.
比如说受洗是天国的钥匙。
Foot washing is also another key to heavenly kingdom.
洗脚礼也是去天国的钥匙。
Holy Spirit is also another key to the heavenly kingdom.
圣灵也是天国的钥匙。
And the Holy Communion we have is also the heavenly kingdom.
圣餐礼也是进天国的钥匙。
And also observing Sabbath is also the key to the heavenly kingdom.
那守安息日也是进天国的钥匙。
Actually, many of us sit here, we know all these things.
其实在座的我们很多人都知道这些事。
We know these are the keys that Lord Jesus Christ has given to us.
我们知道这些是耶稣基督给我们的钥匙。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 18.
请翻开马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to chapter 16 first.
请先翻开十六章。
Chapter 16, verse 17.
马太福音十六章十七节。
Matthew 16, 17.
马太福音十六章十七节。
Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Verse 18.
18.
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on the rock I will build my church, and that the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Verse 19.
19.
And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.So we know that during this time, our Lord Jesus Christ asked his disciple, Who do men say that I the Son of Man, am?
那知道我们就知道这一段圣经，耶稣问他的门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
Of course, some of them respond, say, Some people say you John the Baptist.
那门徒就回答说：“有人说你是施洗约。”
Some say that you are Elijah.
有人说你是以利亚。
And some say you're Jeremiah and one of the prophets.
但也有人说耶稣是耶利米或者是其中的先知的一位。
But in that time, Peter answered very differently from what other people responded.
那时候西门彼得的回答跟大家的回答不一样。
And verse 16, Peter said to Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
那在十六节我们可以看到西门彼得回答说你是基督是永生神的儿子。
Actually, when Peter realized this, Jesus said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you."
那彼得这样回答了，耶稣对他说，这并不是属血肉的指示你。
But my Father who is in heaven, they want to reveal this to you.
可是这是我在天上的父指示。
So this is very important when we think about the keys for the heavenly kingdom.
所以当我们思想天国钥匙的时候，有一点很重要的。
If any churches in this world established by a man, this is with flesh and blood.
如果在这世界上有任何的教会是用人创立的，那是用血肉的。
And because of this, they can never have the keys to the heavenly kingdom.
因为这样子，他们就没办法得到神的天国的钥匙。
So that's why for us we are very special.
可是我们来讲是非常特别的。
Our church was founded by God Himself through the Holy Spirit.
我们教会是神借着圣灵亲自建立的。
And our doctrine as itself have been given from God.
那我们的教义也是神告诉我们。
Why? Because God wants to reveal it to us.
为什么？就是因为神要跟我们显明。
So because of this, we are very special.
因为这点，所以我们有我们特别的地方。
That's why for Peter, Jesus said to him, "Through you, I will build my church."
那在这里，耶稣对西门彼得说，借着你，我要建立这是这教会。
Actually, we know in the Catholic Church that Peter is the first pope.
那在天主教里面，他们说彼得是他们的第一位教宗。
And the Catholic Church believes that the Pope has the right to change anything he wants.
那天主教徒他们也相信教宗有权利更改任何的圣经。
Why? Because they use this verse here that Jesus gave Peter the keys to heaven and to hell.
为什么呢？他们就说这里因为神把天国的钥匙给彼得了。
Actually, we read it very clear. This key was not given.To Peter as an individual, but to Peter as a church collectively.
可是我们仔细查考的话，我们可以看到，在这里钥匙并不是只是交给彼得一个人，而是借着彼得交给大所有的教会。
That's why we go to 18, chapter 18, verse 18.
所以我们现在翻开马太福音十八章十八节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 18.
马太福音十八章十八节。
I surely say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
我实在地告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Actually, if you read from verse 17, this is the authority that our Lord Jesus Christ has given to the church.
那如果我们看第十七节的话，我们发现这个就是神给教会的。
So he said.In the church, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
所以在教会里，如果你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也会被捆绑。
And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
That's why for every single one of us, brothers and sisters.
所以我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹。
We have the keys to life and death.
我们有生死的钥匙。
So this means if we go outside and preach the gospel to the people, and then we can give them the key to the heavenly kingdom.
所以如果我们出去对人传福音的话，我们可以把天国的钥匙交给他。
But if we do not go out and preach the gospel,
可是如果我们不传扬福音的话，
this means we don't give them the key to the heavenly kingdom.
那这样子我们就没有办法把钥匙交给他。
So because of this, they are in danger and go to everlasting hell.
因为这样子的话，他们就有下地狱的危险。
So that's why we really need to think and reflect about our relationship with God.
所以我们一定要自己好好思想我们与神的关系。
And what can we do to glorify His name?
我们要如何做才能荣耀他的名？
If God gives the key to the heavenly kingdom, we also need to give these keys to other people who cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
如果神给我们这进天国的钥匙，我们一定要把这钥匙交给别人。
Just think about baptism.
我们来回想一下受洗。
Actually, in the Bible, it states there is only one baptism.
那在圣经里说只有一种洗礼。
It's in Ephesians chapter 6.
请翻开以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书
I'm sorry, Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章
Ephesians chapter
4. 以弗所书四章
Start from verse 4.
从第四节看
Verse 4.
第四节
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called unto one hope of your calling. Verse 5.
第五节。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Verse 6.
第六节。
One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. So in Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 1 to verse 6, it's talking about how we should walk in unity.
那在以弗所书第四章一开始，我们他们正在讲说，在耶稣基督里我们要怎么合。
The reason why we should walk in unity because every single one of us we're in one body.
我们在主内要同心，是因为我们每一个人都是同一个身体。
And every single one of us we have one spirit.
我们每一个人所领的也是同一种。
And every single one of us we have one hope.
我们每一个人也有只有一个信仰。
Why? Because we have the same God.
因为我们是有同
样的神。And then we have the same faith toward God.
我们对神也有同样的信。
And in verse 5 says there's one baptism.
那第五节这里也说只有一种洗礼。
So this means even though there's 100 different kinds of baptism in the world, but the Bible states there's only one.
就是虽然在外面有各式各样受洗的方法，可是圣经上说只有一种是真的。
Because sometimes we believe that, you know, other Christians also can be saved really easy.
因为有的时候我们觉得那些别的教会的信徒好像也可以很容易的就得救了。
But the Bible also stated it's only one body.
圣经上也说只有一个神的身体。
And you know this body is the church of Christ.
我们知道这身体就是神的教会。
But maybe we can think to ourselves that other Christians, they're also part of the same body.
那我们也可以说那别的基督徒是不是也是同样肢体的一部分呢？
Actually, if they're part of the same body, they would have one spirit.
可是如果他们是同一个身体的话，他们的灵也一样。
And they would have the same baptism that is according to the Bible, just like us.
那他们的洗礼也会照着圣经像我们的一样。
Can imagine if you go marry a person.
那你可以想象你出去与个人结婚。
And you know, and you see the first time you see your wife, you see one arm longer than the other one.
那你看到你的太太第一天，她一只手比另外一只长。
Maybe one eye is bigger than the other one.
那有一个眼睛比另外一个眼睛大。
And the ear is one bigger than the other one.
那如果有一个耳朵比另外一个大
Can, how can you say, right, that this is one body?
那你这样看起来就不会觉得这是同一个身
体 Why? Because when God created this body, it's very symmetrical.
因为神这个创造人的身体的时候是非常对称的
I mean, most of us, our ears pretty symmetrical, right? It's pretty much it's the same shape, both ears are the same shape, the same size.
那我们每一个人的耳朵比如说都非常的大小是大小差不多
And look at our arms,
长相也差不多
Our arms are almost the same length
我们的手也差不多长
And imagine if one leg is longer than the other, how can we walk? It's very difficult
如果脚有一长一短的话走路也不方便
Actually in church is the same thing
在教会也是一样
That's why when I go to Africa, every brother and sister who kneel down and pray, they speak in tongue as we speak in tongue here in Pacifica Church
所以当我去非洲的时候那边的弟兄姐妹他们跪下来祷告的时候他们的灵祷告的圣灵跟我们是一样的
And when they talk about the Bible they talk exactly what we've been talking about here in Pacifica Church
那他们传扬神的福音的时候也像我们在这里太平洋教会所传扬的一样
This is what it means to have this oneness Every single one of us we are in the same body We must believe in the same thing
这就是同一个身体的意思我们每一个人都是在神里面是同一个身体我们一定要
相信 So that's why it's not possible that other Christians out there they part the same body as us
所以这对于别的基督徒跟我们是同一个身体的这个论点就不可能了
Actually, we say this not because we are better than they are
我们这样讲并不是因为我们觉得我们自己比别人好
We say this because God's grace is upon us
我们能这样子讲是因为神的恩典
Even sometimes we just say the name True Jesus Church is very difficult for people to hear already
所以当有的时候我们只要讲我们教会的名字真耶稣教会人家听了就会刺
I remember several weeks ago I was in Sacramento
我记得几个礼拜前我在Sacramento
and during that time a brother and I we met one of the lady outside
有一天我跟一个弟兄我们在外面遇到了一个女士
and she asked us you know, because we told her we are from church
因为我们跟他说我们是从教我们也是教会的人他就问我们
And she asked us what church are you from
他就问我们说、哦、你们是从哪个教会来的
And then the brother he probably say very quickly say True Jesus Church
那个弟兄就讲得很快就说是真耶稣教会
But what she heard is that True Judas Church
可是那个因为他讲得太快了那女士没听清楚就是说他就听成是真犹太教犹大教会
And then the time she was in shock why she says True Judas Church How can you name your church True Judas Church
那 那个女士就非常的惊吓，说：“你们怎么可以叫你们的教会叫真犹大教会呢？”
But then he said to her, "No, true Jesus Church."
然后我们就赶快跟她解释说：“不是，是真耶稣教会。”
Actually, when we say true Jesus Church, she's even more shocked.
当我们说是真耶稣教会的时候，她听到了更惊讶。
To the point that she didn't ask us any more questions.
然后她就不想再问我们问题
了。She just feel like, "Wow, how can you know? We know that in her heart, she just feel, you know, how can you name the church true Jesus Church?"
那我们可以知道，从感觉她内心里一定就想说，你们怎么可以叫你们教会真耶稣教会呢
？If we go to Africa.
可是当我们去非洲的时候
，When we meet a brother and sister there.
当我们在那边遇到那边的弟兄姐妹
，When we say we're from True Jesus Church, they get so excited.
然后我们说我们是真耶稣教会的信徒，他们听到了就很兴奋。
Why? Because they understand we are from the same body.
为什么呢？因为他们了解我们是同一个身体。
We have the same spirit that's inside of us.
我们在身体里面的灵是都是同样的。
So that's why for us, we have to be careful not to be deceived.
所以我们一定要小心，不能被迷惑。
If every single one of us, we want people to be saved.
如果我们每一个人都希望别人得救的话
，This means we need to go out and preach the gospel.
那代表我们必须出去传扬神的福音。
Because God has given us the keys to the heavenly kingdom.
神给我们进天国的钥匙。
If we just use this key for ourselves,
如果我们只把这个钥匙给自己用的话
，Then we have not done according to the will of God.
那这样子我们就没遵守神的旨意了。
Let's talk about baptism.
我们讨论一下洗礼。
Why is it the keys to the heavenly kingdom?
为什么洗礼是进天国的钥匙？
We know very well in John chapter 3.
我们知道在约翰福音第三章的。
John chapter 3, verse 5.
第三章第五节。
John chapter 3, verse 5.
约翰福音三章五节。
Actually, starting from verse 3.
其实从第三节开始。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4.
第四节
Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5.
第五节
Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So we see in these three verses, actually this is a time that Nicodemus, he also tried to find out,how can he get the keys to enter the kingdom of heaven?
那时候有一个人叫尼哥底母，他也是想要得到天国的钥匙。
Actually, Nicodemus, he was the ruler of the Jews.
那这个尼哥底母他是犹太人的官。
So this means he himself is the teacher of the people.
那他自己就是一个教导人的。
But during that time, he did not have the keys to enter the kingdom of heaven.
可是那时候他没有进天国的钥匙。
That's why Jesus tells him, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must do this.
那所以耶稣在那里告诉他说，如果你要进神的国，你一定要怎么做。
Then in verse 3, it says, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
在第三节，耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神。
Jesus spoke to Nicodemus very plainly.
这里耶稣是跟尼哥底母很直接的讲
If you are not born again
如果你不重生
You cannot see the kingdom of God
就不能见神的国
Never mind enter the kingdom of God
根本不用想说进天国了
But during the time Nicodemus say you know, How can a man be born again if he is old
那可是在第四节尼哥底母说人已经老了还能怎么能重生呢
Because the time he misunderstood our Lord Jesus Christ
那时候他误会了耶稣的意思。
So that's why in verse 5, our Lord Jesus Christ continued to explain to him.
所以第五节耶稣继续跟他解释。
Because Jesus said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
第五节耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，不能进神的国。
For us as a chosen people of God,
我们是神的选民。
We need to believe in the word of God.
我们要信神的话。
So for those who are not baptized, they cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以那些没有受洗的人没办法进天国。
It doesn't matter how good they are.
不管他们的是多好的人。
Just like Cornelius.
就像哥尼流一样。
Actually, Cornelius is a very good person.
哥尼流是一个很好的人。
But at the time, he, him and his house fear God.
他可能他的全家在那时候都是敬畏神的。
And he always prayed to God.
他随时都向神祷告。
Not only that, he was a very generous person. He gave a lot of alms to the poor.
他也是一个很愿意施舍的人。
But during that time, he still cannot be saved.
可是虽然他这么做，可是他还是不能得救。
That's why God needed to send Peter to his household to preach the gospel to him.
这就是为什么神要把彼得派去他家，跟他们讲神的道。
And only then he came to believe and were baptized. He and his household were safe.
就是他这样子，他信了，受洗了，他和他的全家才能得救。
So that's why for us to not be deceived.
所以我们自己不能被迷惑。
If a person is not born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
人若不重生，就不能进神的国。
And we must truly believe this inside our heart.
我们在心里一定要确切地相信这点。
Because the Bible stated, all have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
因为圣经上说，我们每人都犯罪了，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And without the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, they cannot be saved.
如果没有神赦罪的洗，我们就不能
得救。But sometimes when we think about sin, we always think about, you know, someone killing another person or stealing or doing all these bad things.
那常常我们想到罪，都想到一些犯法的事情，像杀人啊这些。
Actually, when the Bible stated all have sinned and fall short of God's glory, this is a sin that Adam and Eve had during that time.
可是圣经里讲说罪，实际上就是亏欠了神的荣耀，是亚当夏娃就开始了。
Let's go to the book of Genesis.
请翻开创世纪。
The book of Genesis.
创世纪。
Chapter 1, verse 27.
第一章的二十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 27.
创世纪一章二十七节。
So God created man in his own image, and his image of God he created him, male and female he created them.
二十七节，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
So on the sixth day, God created and finished everything, and then He created man in His own image and His own likeness.
就在第六天，当神把一切的创造都做出来的时候，他就照着自己的形象造。
Actually, during that time, Adam and Eve have the image and likeness of God.
所以那时候，亚当跟夏娃他们是有神的形象。
And during that time, God only gave them one commandment.
那时候，神只给他们一条诫命。
That is in chapter 2, verse 9.
就是第二章的第九节。
God said, "And out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food."
第九节这里说，神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目。
Actually, think about this.
我们可以想想。
God said, "Out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food."
那这里说，神使各样的树从地里长出来，悦人眼目，果子可以吃。
So this means in the Garden of Eden, everything they can eat, and because it's good, and also it's give them pleasure.
那这里就是说，在伊甸园里面，他们所有看到的果子都可以吃，会让他们心里舒畅。
And it says here, the tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge, good and evil, also were there.
那这里又说，园子里当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
So then, verse 16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat."
那在第十六节，神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃。
Actually, God told him very clear, "Every tree in the garden you may freely eat, no problem at all."
这里神清楚地讲说，树上所有的果子你都可以随便吃。
But in 17, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat.For in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Actually, back then, God only gave Adam and Eve one commandment.
那时候，神给亚当夏娃的诫命只有这么一
条。That is not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
就是不能吃善恶树上的果子。
Because during that time, because of their disobedience.
因为他们那时候他们不听话
They partake of the tree
他们吃了那树上的果子
And because of this And then the sin has come into the world
因为这样子罪就进入了世界
So when we talk about all have sinned and fall short of God's glory This is what God is talking about
所以当圣经上说我们每个人都犯罪亏欠神的荣耀就是在讲这里
The day they partake the forbidden fruit Is the day no longer they have the image and likeness of God
他们吃了善恶树上的果子，他们就没有神的样式了。
And this is the sin that we have in this world.
这就是我们在这世上的罪。
So when you think about sin, do not think about you know people killing, other people stealing. That's not what the Bible is talking about.
所以在圣经里的时候讲到的罪，并不是像犯罪一样。
So that's why we need to baptize babies.
这就是为什么我们也要让婴儿受洗。
Because to Adam and Eve.Sins come into the whole world. Everyone who are born out of a woman.
因为每一个人只要从女人而生的就生带有这个罪。
Actually, when I was in Hawaii, I asked the brother and sister there, I say, do you know what kind of fruit that Adam and Eve ate?
那我在夏威夷的时候，问了那边的弟兄姐妹，你们知道亚当夏娃吃的是什么果子吗？
And one of the sisters, she answered very confidently, she said, mango.
那有一个姐妹，她就回答得很有自信，说是芒果。
And I was very surprised, mango, how do you know it's mango?
那我就很惊讶地问她说，你怎么知道是芒果呢？
She said, when they ate it, then man have to go outside the garden, right? Mango, right?
那就是英文里的芒果，就是听出来就像一个人出去了，那她就说吃了这果子，他们就要从伊甸园里出去。
I guess in Chinese you will not translate it, right?So, but yeah, mango. Okay, so that was quite funny. So, but you can see, right, that actually, when you talk about sin, do not talk about all this big sin, but rather we lost the image and likeness of God.
所以当我们提到罪的时候，我们不需要提各样犯罪的事情，只要知道人失去了神的形象。
And because of this, men, right, were kicked outside of Garden of Eden.
因为这样子人就被踢出伊甸园了。
Why? Because those who stay in the Garden of Eden must have the image and likeness of God.
因为要待在伊甸园里就必须要有神的形象。
That's why every single one of us, if we want to get rid of our sin, we need to be baptized.
所以我们每一个人如果要把自己的罪除去，一定要受洗。
If we are not baptized, the sin is still remain inside of us.
如果没有受洗，罪就还在我们的身体里。
Let's go to Romans chapter 5.
请翻开罗马书第五章。
The book of Romans, chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 12.
罗马书第五章十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 12.
罗马书第五章十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sin. Verse 13.
十三节。
Actually, verse 14.
14节。
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even all those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, who was a type of him who was to come. So we can see here in these two verses say, through one man, sins has come to the whole world.
这两节圣经里讲说罪从一人入了世界。
And because this sin has come to the whole world, and then death, everyone must experience death through this sin.
因为死是从罪来的，所以每一个人都会死。
Why? Because sin spread to all men.
因为众人都犯了罪。
So because of this, death reigned from Adam to Moses.
因为这样子，所以罪从亚当到夏娃死就罪。
And also to every single one of us who have not sinned according to Adam.
那连那些不与亚当一样犯罪的。
So we have to be very clear when we talk about sin. We talk about the sin that's from the beginning to Adam and Eve.
然后，所以我们讲到罪，实际上就是一开始亚当夏娃犯的罪。
But in verse 4, start from verse 15.
可是从十五节这里开始。
Romans chapter 5, verse 15.
罗马书五章十五节。
But the free gift is not like the offering, for by one man offerings many die, much more the grace of God, and the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, are bound to many. Verse 16.
16节
And the gift is not like that which came through the one who sinned, for the judgment which came from one offering resulted in condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offerings resulted in justification. So through one man sin entered the whole world, but through another man,We also receive the gift of the salvation.
罪是从一人而入了世界，可是我们也从另外一个人那里得到了救恩。
As many die through the sin, and also many also will live through the justification from our Lord Jesus Christ.
许多人因为罪而死，可是也有许多人要受耶稣基督的恩典而活。
But if we are not baptized.
可是当我们如果不受洗的话
Then our sins still remain inside of us.
罪还在我们的身体里。
If our sins still remain inside of us, this means we are not justified in front of God.
如果罪还在我们的身体里，我们就不能因神称义。
Why? Because when we are baptized, we put on our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们受洗的那时，就是披上了耶稣基督。
And remember, the reason we sin because we do not have the image and likeness of God from the beginning.
因为记得我们的罪就是因为我们没有神的形象。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the image of the invisible God.
可是耶稣基督就是那看不见神的形象。
So when we are baptized, we put on Him, and then again we have the likeness and image of God.
所以当我们受洗的时候，我们披戴了耶稣基督，那这样子我们就有神的形象。
So because of this, we can have the key to enter the Garden of Eden again.
因为这样子，所以我们就有进了天国的钥匙。
Because the Garden of Eden represent the church and the heavenly kingdom.
因为伊甸园这代表教会还有以后的天国。
Why? Because in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve hear the voice of God.
因为在伊甸园里，亚当跟夏娃可以亲耳听到神的话。
In the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve hear the footstep of God walking in the cool of the day.
因为在伊甸园里，亚当与夏娃可以听到神走路的声音。
Actually, in church is the same thing.
在教会也是一样。
If we pray and feel the Spirit of God,
如果我们祷告而且被圣灵充满
，He can hear His voice speaking to us.
我们可以听到神的声音。
If we pray and feel the Spirit of God,
如果我们祷告被圣灵充满
，We also can see that He is in the midst of us.
我们也可以看到神是在我们当中的。
And we know the church is a symbolic of the heavenly kingdom.
我们知道教会就在世上是代表的。
That's why it's so important for us to come here to have rest on the last day of the week.
所以很重要的，我们在一个星期的最后一天必须来这里休息。
Because this rest is for us to have the hope for eternal rest.
这个安息就是让我们以后可以盼望以后将来永远的安息。
No longer we need to work, but rather.To rest for eternity in heavenly kingdom.
我们不再需要辛苦工作，而是永远的得到。
So that's why it's so important for every single one of us to understand that we hold on to this key of life and death.
所以我们在座的每一位都一定要真的了解到我们自己手上有的天国钥匙。
So we need to go out there and speak the word of God to people.
我们必须出去向众人传扬神的道。
If every single one of us try our best, and then it's good enough.
如果我们每个人都尽力了，这样就够。
But we can see every church is very few of us go out there and preach the gospel.
所以我们可以看得到，在教会里面，我们出去传福音的人并不多。
Because sometimes we do not see that we hold the keys to heaven and hell.
因为有的时候我们不知道自己有天国的钥匙。
If we cannot see this key, we should ask God to open our eyes so we can see it.
如果我们不清楚了解到自己有这个钥匙的话，我们可以祷告向神求的。
So we have these keys.Enter to the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们让我们知道我们有这个进天国的钥匙。
And also, we need to go out there and invite people also to enter the kingdom of heaven because of these keys.
所以我们要出去邀请人来听福音，因为我们要让他们得天国的钥匙。
And this afternoon, we're going to continue to study baptism.
今天下午我们要继续查考洗礼。
To make us realize, yes, baptism is the key to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那我们每个人都可以知道进受洗是进天国的钥匙。
Let's all rise up and sing him.
请大家起立唱诗。
Sing him. What's number there? 500.
请唱诗五百首。